之间介绍今天的同工。
So I'd like to introduce our my coworker.
感谢主，这个你在全世界各地有好朋友的好处就在这里。
This is indeed a benefit if you have friends all around the world.
一听见他们从台湾来，就知道他们可能可以经过这里，就用好朋友的关系把他们请到这边来。
Whoever, a famous preacher or what have not, is passing through here, I would invite them to come to this church with the name of being my good friend.
彭牧师这次是到华府来参加这个拆船九二年的聚会。
Reverend Peng comes to the United States to come to the China Mission 92.
我们在一起侍奉多年，今天有机会在这里跟他一起配搭，我们很感谢主。
I've been a co-worker with him for many years. I want to thank the Lord to have the fortune to be working with him.
那么他自己做的见证，自己传的信息是最好的介绍，所以我们把下面时间交给他。
So his own testimony and preaching will be the best introduction for himself.
首先请他在还没有讲以前，请彭师母站起来，让我们在主里一起欢迎他们。
Mrs. Peng.
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Peace to my brothers and sisters.
首先，我要代表台湾校园福音团契的所有的同工向大家问安。
First, I want to send my greetings on behalf of all my co-workers of the Campus Evangelical Fellowship in Taiwan.
在过去十几二十年来，波士顿教会全教会的弟兄姐妹们带给校园同工们极大的支持和鼓励。
You have provided a tremendous support and an encouragement to us for the last 10 to 20 years.
我们在主里面深深的感谢在波士顿弟兄姐妹们在灵里面的支持，在各方面的鼓励。
We deeply appreciate your help, your support, and your encouragement.
今天在年终的时候，让我们一起来思想上帝的话。
Today is the last Sunday of this year. We all come together to meditate upon the Lord's teaching.
我们教会今年整个的主题就是归耶和华为圣。
As you know, our theme of this church for this year is holy to our Lord.
在年终的时候，但愿我们一起像施洗约翰所说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Likewise, as what John the Baptist had said, and he must become greater, I must become less.
我们主席刚才带领我们会众一起所读的约翰福音三章二十二到三十节的最后，施洗约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
It was written, as led by our presider just now, that we had read through the scripture according to John chapter 3 verses 20 to 30, the last verse is, he must become greater, and I must become less.
这一段的圣经是我们大家都相当熟悉的一段圣经。
I believe these are the familiar passages for you.
在这段圣经中间，施洗约翰他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Here, as recorded, John the Baptist himself said, he, my Lord, must become greater.I, John, must become less.
这位施洗约翰是怎样的一位？
What kind of person is this John the Baptist?
在新约四福音书当中，不约而同的都提到，在耶稣之前有一位先锋施洗约翰的出现。
It turns out in all four Gospels, they all recorded about this person, John the Baptist. He came before Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰的一生，他的工作和主耶稣基督的一生和主耶稣在世的工作有密切的关系。
Yes, indeed, John the Baptist, all his lifelong services was intimately related with Jesus Christ and what he had done.
在圣经中间，除了主耶稣以外，只有六位在他出生之前就预言他的名字。
Besides Jesus Christ, there were only six names were mentioned or prophesied.
而施洗约翰不但是其中之一，而且是关于施洗约翰的工作，他的出生，他的工作，在圣经中间多次的预言。
Not only John was one of the six, but also he was repeatedly being prophesied in the Old Testament.
在圣经的当中预言到这一位施洗约翰的出生，他来了是要为耶稣基督预备道路。
Especially, I mentioned about John the Baptist. He came to this world to prepare the way for Christ.
他是虔诚人的后裔。
He is the descendant of a holy and a sincere person.
他有极丰盛的这个从父母而来的属灵的这个宝贵的遗产。
He has tremendously abundant spiritual inheritance from his parents.
他是他父母虔诚在上帝面前祷告，神所赏赐给他们的产业。
He was bestowed to his parents after much sincere prayer.
而他的名字约翰也是神亲自给他取的。
And his name John was also given by the Lord.
圣经上面也提到先知天使被神所差遣来预言这一位约翰，他要带给人喜乐。
Also the angels brought the message to his parent that said the son, John the Baptist, was going to bring joy to mankind.
他在母腹的当中就被圣灵所充满。
He was fulfilled by Holy Spirit. He was filled by Holy Spirit even in his mother's womb.
而他整个工作、他的生活、他的侍奉的整个的风格是像在旧约中间伟大的先知以利亚。
So his character was like Elijah.
施洗约翰他在世的使命也被神所肯定。
And his mission was affirmed by the Lord.
我刚才提到他在旧约的里面有预言，他来是要为上帝预备道路。
It was prophesied in the Old Testament, so he was going to come to prepare the Lord for our Christ.
在这个原文的意思，这个预备有两方面的含义。
There were two meanings with regard to preparing.
首先是在一个完全空无一物的地方，什么东西都没有，在那里来预备一些东西，来摆设一些东西。
The first meaning is to gather things, to prepare things in the empty space.
那第二种的意思是在已经相当混乱的地方把它整理干净。
The second meaning is to get organized among chaos.
而施洗约翰他的使命预备道路就包含了这两方面的意义。
And the John the Baptist, when he was here to prepare the way, the preparation contains both meanings.
施洗约翰他来了，在人群的当中，在以色列人的当中来预备神的道路。
So he came down to the human being, to among Israelites, to prepare the way for Christ.
就好像我们在此这个冬天下雪，这个雪地好不能够走，要车子要出来之前先要把雪铲开。
Just like after a heavy snow, you have to plow the road before you can get on the way.
把路清干净，把路上的一些障碍，一些落下来的树枝除掉。
You have to prepare, clean the way, you have to remove the obstacles.
这是一个预备的工作。
This is the work of preparation.
而除了预备好这个道路之外呢，
In addition to just prepare the way,
最重要的工作是自己闪开一边，让真正该走这条路的人来走这条路。
Even more importantly, after you prepare the way, you would have to stay on the sideline to let the person, the one you're preparing for, to pass by.
因此，在这一段的圣经，约翰福音第三章的圣经里面，施洗约翰很清楚知道他的地位是什么。
So clearly, John the Baptist understood the position, the role he was playing.
他说，我不是基督，我只是奉差遣在他前面的。
He says here, I'm not the Christ, but I'm sent ahead of him.
他深深知道他自己只不过是站在一个伴郎的地位，而不是一个新郎。
He understood very clearly, he's not the groom, but just the best man.
他只是站在旁边为着新郎来预备的一个人。
He was only the person here to prepare for the groom.
在这个婚礼的当中，他只是一个站在旁边的一个角色，他不是主角。
In the wedding, he's only playing a supporting role, not the main actor.
在施洗约翰他的使命的当中，我们发现他实在是一个预备道路的人。
So indeed, he is the one to prepare the way for the Lord.
因此他也得到主耶稣极大的称赞。
Therefore, he was praised by Lord Jesus.
耶稣曾经三次公开的称赞他是从来没有给任何人的。
Lord Jesus openly praised him three times.
在马太福音第十一章十一节那里说，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起大过施洗约翰。
The Lord had said that no one was born could be greater than John the Baptist.
在路加福音第七章二十四节到二十八节讲说，他比先知大多了。
And also, the Lord said, John the Baptist is greater than all the prophets.
在约翰福音第五章三十五节说，约翰他是个点着的明灯。
And he also, the Lord said, he's the one, he's is the lamp being lighted up.
他的生命好像一盏灯为上帝而燃烧。
His life is like a lamp burning for the Lord.
在那个黑暗的时代的里面，在那样子的一个环境的当中，他如同一个点着的明灯。
In the dark ages, he was the light that light up the world.
虽然在点着的当中，他自己逐渐逐渐的消耗掉，但是他是一个点着的明灯。
He was being burned up, and yet he was the lamp.
从施洗约翰的身上，我们也会发现神给他儿女有这样子的一个使命和托付。
We also understand the mission that was bestowed to John the Baptist.
对于每一个属神的儿女而言，神也在我们身上有这样的一个期望。
We also there's for each and every one of us there is an expectation from the Lord.
神要我们在这个世上为他预备道路。
Same way, the Lord wants us to prepare ways for Him.
施洗约翰，他作为主耶稣的先锋，他来预备主的道路，修直他的路。
So John the Baptist is like the spearhead for Lord Jesus. He was here to prepare the way and to make straight the path.
在路加福音第三章第四节到第六节那里说，一切的山洼都要填满。好吧，我们一起看这一段的圣经。在路加福音第三章第四节到第六节。
Luke chapter 3,
第四节到第六节。
Verses 4 through
6. 正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话，说在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Verse 4, as is written in the book of the world, the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight path for him.
第五节，一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
Verse 5, every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked roads became straight,And the rough ways smooth.
凡有血气的都要见神的恩救恩。
Verse 6, and all mankind will see God's salvation.
这位先锋他来了，他来除掉人心中一切的障碍成见。
So he came to remove all the obstacles.
使神的国可以临到人间。
To prepare the way so the Lord's kingdom can come to earth.
而今天神也给他的儿女们这样子的一个使命和托付。
Indeed, for all the Lord's children, He had bestowed the same mission on us.
让我们的一生来为主耶稣基督来预备道路，进到人的心中的一个道路。
So all we are here to prepare the way for Lord Jesus Christ, so He can enter people's heart.
我在校园团契全职侍奉，今年是第十九年。
This is my 19th year in the Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
我在学生当中从事这个辅导的工作，我深深的发现，人的心是怎样的弯弯曲曲、高高低低。
Through my work and experience of counseling, and how I can realize how unstraight people's mind can be.
许多人的心灵被扭曲了。
Yes, many people's minds are being curved.
许多的年轻人，他们所成长在一个很不正常的一个家庭的里面，他们许许多多的方面，他们是处于那样子恐惧、害怕的情况里面。
And many youth growing up in the families filled with hostility.
他们的生活、他们的言行，不被他们周围的人所接纳。
Their life, their behaviors were not acceptable by the people around them.
需要有人把那些高高低低的、弯弯曲曲的来 把它修平。
Yes, indeed, there's need for people to make straight of the path.
使他们的价值观，他使他们的人生观，使他们各方面走在社会国家认可或者是肯定的一个路上。
So make sure their sense of life and their sense of value are acceptable by the society.
以至于对他个人而言，也是对整个国家社会而言，是他是一个合用的，或者是一个合适的一个国民。
So to himself, to his own confidence, he will feel that he is useful.
在我做学生的时候，我就听到我们过去香团契的一个长辈张明哲张伯伯他这样子说。
When I was a student, an elderly Uncle Zhang had taught us this.
他是过去国科会国家科学委员会的这个主任委员，也是曾经当过清华大学的校长。
He was one time the president of Tsinghua University and also head up the National Science Foundation equivalent of Taiwan.
他说，如果用我的一生来使一个年轻人走在国家社会以为正的路上，我这一生就值得了。
If I can change one youth, one young person, to make him to work straight, live a useful life, then I would regard my life to be valuable, to be worthwhile.
一换一
Even one versus one, one to exchange one.
更何况今天神给我的机会影响的是千千万万的青年学子。
Yet today, the role I can play, or you and I could play, is to be able to influence many, many.
不但是走在国家社会以为正的路上。
To help them to walk, not only to be regarded as straight by the society,
更是走在上帝眼中看为喜悦的道路上面。
But also make this joyful to the Lord.
而今天你我我们也可以如此，在许多人的心中我们能够为耶稣基督预备道路。
So indeed, you and I are no exceptional. We can all become the one who prepare the way for the Lord in people's heart.
这是神给我们的一个宝贵的一个机会。
This is an opportunity as well as a mission the Lord has bestowed on us.
让我们在我们的生命的当中来见证基督。
So through our lifetime, we can testify for Christ.
像施洗约翰说，你们可以给我做见证，你们可以给我做见证。不是我，我不是为我自己，要得到什么。
And as he said, you can testify for me, I'm not here to gain something for myself.
我不是基督，他很清楚地知道他的身份和地位。
He clearly knows the role he was playing. He said, I'm not the Christ.
我只是奉差遣的那一位而已。
I'm only the one who's been sent ahead of him.
同样的，今天不是要为我，为我们自己。
Likewise, we're not here to do something for ourselves.
不是为着我所服侍的这个校园团契而已。
It's not just to...For the organization I work for, like Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
不是为着我自己的教会而已。
It is not just for my own church.
我们只是来为耶稣基督预备道路。
We're here to prepare the way for our Lord.
我们只是来见证耶稣基督。
We're only here to testify for him.
我们只是愿意人都尊他的名为圣。
We're only going to be here to bring the holy.To regard holy to our Lord.
我们只是愿意他的旨意行在众人的当中。
We only want his way to his will to be accepted among people.
好像能够行在天上一样。
Just like the way it's been done up in heaven.
我们不是基督。
We are not Christ.
我们不是中心。
We are not the focal point.
我们不是那个新郎。
We're not the groom.
我们只是那一个来把人带到上帝面前的一个器皿而已。
We're only the vessel to bring people to the Lord.
当人被神工作，当人被神得着，我们就欢喜快乐。
When a person is being received and being turned to the Lord, we feel joyful.
去年在台湾举办了一个大型的福音会议。
a year ago in Taiwan, there was a very large-scale evangelical meeting.
在这个大会的当中，李登辉总统来这个做开幕的这个致辞。
And in that meeting, President Li came to give the opening remark.
他就提到，今天台湾的教会不多，问题很多。
There may not be a lot of churches in Taiwan, but there are certainly not lack of problems.
我相信那个不是他的秘书所写的，是他自己的感受。
I deeply believe that came out from his heart.
对他而言，或者对许多的弟兄姐妹们而言，我们心常常伤痛。
To many dear brothers and sisters, to ourselves, our hearts feel hurt.
今天的教会不多，弟兄姐妹们不多，但是问题却是很多。
There may not be a lot of churches or brothers and sisters, but there certainly there's a lot of problem in churches.
有一位在台湾相当有名的一位牧师。
A rather famous preacher in Taiwan.
他在这个聚会的当中，他做见证。
He gave a testimony in this meeting.
他说他曾经迫切的祷告，求神来复兴他的教会。
He had to pray very earnestly in front of the Lord, ask the Lord to revive his church.
他是相当迫切的、持续的在神面前有这样的祷告。
He earnestly and persistently prayed to the Lord.
求神来复兴他的教会。
To ask the Lord and pray for the Lord to revive his church.
他做见证说，有一天我祷告中间听见神对我这样说。
Then he said one day, he testified one day that during his prayer, the Lord spoke to him.
他自己做见证说，神对我这样子讲。
He testified, he said, the Lord spoke to me like this.
他说，我乐意复兴我的教会。
And he said, I'm happy to revive my own church.
神乐意他的教会复兴。
The Lord is happy, would like to revive his church.
但是神对这位牧师说，
Then the Lord spoke to this minister.
你不要挡路就好了。
As long as you don't stand in the way.
许多的时候所建立的不是神的国度，而是一个教会牧师小小的一个帝国。
Very often a pastor is not building the kingdom of the Lord, but rather building a small kingdom for himself.
我们不是新郎。
We are not the groom.
我们不是主角。
We're not the major role, a character.
我们只是那一位站在旁边预备道路的。
We are the one to prepare the way.
让我们的主得到荣耀。
Let our Lord to be glorified.
圣经上面继续说，若不是从天上来的，人就不能够得着什么。
And the Bible went on and saying, if it did not come from heaven,Then a person, the people, will not receive any.
我们深知，若不是神所做的
，We deeply convicted that if it is not done by our Lord,
这世上的一切人所做的都要过去。
Everything done by the people will pass one day.
如同旧约传道书中间所说的，人一切的劳碌，在他在日光之下有什么益处呢？
Just like said in the Bible, now, all the efforts you made under the sun, what consequence would that be?
都是虚空的，都不过如同捉影捕风一样。
It is all vanity, like shadow, like wind.
在服事当中，若不是倚靠神的灵，这一切都是一场空。
In our service, if we do not rely on the Spirit of the Lord, all of these are vanity.
如果我们忽略了，如果我们轻看了那天上，那么我们所做的地上的这一切又算得了什么？
If we ignore and we look down on what's been done in heaven and what we have done here, what value would it be?
前天晚上我在纽约正主教会布道。
Day before yesterday, I was in New York and preaching.
在我们晓得在这个美国的这儿华人教会聚会之前，常常都有饭吃。
Usually a meal was served before a meeting in Chinese churches.
我那天跟我同桌吃饭的几位，中间有好几位是这个六四，八九年六四天安门门口的 几位大将。
So on the table, sharing the meal with me, many of them were the major players around the June 4th movement in Tiananmen.
我是随便坐一坐就坐到他们当中。
It was not by planning, I just happened to be there with them.
在餐桌上面，他们跟我来谈到他们的对于人生的看法。
So they shared with me about their view on life.
我们夫妇听他们跟我们分享他们的见证。
So my wife and I heard about their share of the testimony.
从天安门事件之后，这一些民运的领袖们，他们非常非常的失望。
Those so-called the movement leaders since the Tiananmen incident, they felt tremendously disappointed.
他们觉得人活在世上有什么益处呢？
They felt it's hopeless and meaningless to live in this world.
他们发现整个的人生现在对他们最宝贵的就是明哲保身。
They felt the most important things for them right now is perhaps just to protect themselves.
其他都是假的。
Everything else is false.
他们对于整个的人生，对于中国的前途，感觉没有希望。
They feel hopeless about their life, about the future of China.
虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Vanity, vanity.
他们的感受就是这一都是一场空啊。
And all they feel is in vain.
我们不过演了一场戏而已，又算得了什么？
All they had done is performed a drama, perhaps.
会不会有许多的时候，基督徒许多的活动也是如此？
Don't you also feel the same way about many of the activities of Christians?
从这一些民运的这些朋友的眼光当中，他也觉得你们基督教也不过是一场空而已。
He felt that you Christians.What you have done are also in vain.
从他的眼光当中看来，你们所做的又有什么价值呢？
From their point of view, what kind of value, sense of value, is what you Christians are doing?
是，我确信，如果我们所做的也不过跟他们所做的一样的话，到头来还是一场空。
Yes, indeed. If we do likewise, like what you say we're doing, yeah, indeed, everything is vanity.
让我们知道，我们所依靠的。是谁？
Yet what we have to do is to understand who we believe.
我们深深的知道是依靠，我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，而是依靠耶和华的灵。
So what we believe and what we rely on is the spirit of the Lord.
好像内地会的创办人戴德森所说，
Just like Hudson Taylor said, the founder of China Inland Mission.
他说：“用神的方法来做神的工作。”
Use the Lord's way to perform Lord's task.
如此，我们就绝对不会缺乏各方面的供应。
Therefore, we shall never want.
这成为我们校园团契的一个信心道路的一个宗旨。
This becomes a way that we encourage ourselves in CEF.
不单是在金钱的方面，我们来倚靠神。
Not only we count on the Lord in financial aspects.
在各项的侍奉的当中，我们来倚靠神。
In all aspects of our service, we count on our Lord.
用神的方法来做神的工作。
We use the Lord's way to do the Lord's work.
而整个的中心是要把人完完全全的引到上帝的面前。
The focus is to bring people to the Lord.
施洗约翰说：“我不是基督，我只是奉差遣来的。”
John the Baptist said, "I'm not the Christ, but I'm the one who is sent."
我只不过是那新郎的朋友而已。
I'm only the friend of the groom.
我们的喜乐是因为听见新郎的声音。
We are joyful because we heard the groom's voice.
我们的喜乐只是因为有许多的人被带到神的面前。
We are joyful because many have been brought to the Lord.
我们不能够做挡路的。
We are not here to stay in the way.
我们是要来预备道路。
We're only here to prepare the way.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, and I must become less.
当然，没有一个人，没有一个机构，福音机构，没有一个教会，希望看见他的会友 一个一个的离开。
Of course, no organization, no churches would like to see their members decrease.
我们都希望多多益善。
We would like to see more people come to our church.
我们中国人很喜欢热闹。
And we like to be rowdy.
但是可能有多少的人愿意为基督的缘故说他兴旺我衰微。
How many would be willing to say, for the Lord's sake, he becomes greater and I'm less?
有多少人，有多少的机构，有多少的教会愿意像施洗约翰一样成为一个点着的明灯？
How many would like to be a burning lamp?
是让我们的主来得着荣耀。
So that our Lord can be glorified.
在香团系在台湾已经有35年的历史。
CEF has existed for about 35 years.
许多人说香团契不再像往年一样是一枝独秀。
CEF's mission is no longer unique.
在早些年李牧师师母他们在校园做总干事的时候，校园团契可以说是一枝独秀。
The time when Pastor Lee was the director of the CEF at that is no longer unique.
在早些年李牧师师母他们在校园做总干事的时候，校园团契可以说是一枝独秀。
The time when Pastor Lee was the director of the CEF, at that time, CEF was the only organization.
是最被注意而且会影响最多优秀年轻人的一个学生工作团体。
It was the only organization works among students and also the most influential one.
那个时候在台湾的福音机构相当的少，而且影响力非常的小。
The evangelical organizations were only very few back then.
现在从70年代、80年代以来，如各种的福音机构、各个教会的青少年工作，如同雨后春笋的一样蓬勃的发展了。
Since the 70s, there are many organizations, many churches started their youth work.
好像香团契不再像过去 以往 那样的风光。
So the CEF were no longer to be regarded as the only organization.
有许多人说校园的工作好像黄昏一样。
The CEF's work is almost like coming to the end of a day.
但是我确信我们的工作怎样不是最重要。
But I'm deeply convinced that whatever we do is not that important. How we do is not important.
重要的是有没有透过我们的工作让更多的人来到上帝的面前。
What is more important is have we been able to bring more people to the Lord?
我们侍奉是否像以往的同工一样，仍然在神的面前是战战兢兢的？忠心于神所托付给我们的工作。
Are we still working as faithfully as we always have been?
是否我们仍然像一开始一无所有的时候一样，我们那样子的单纯的倚靠上帝？
As we still as pure as simple as we started, that we only count on our Lord.
今天我们有了许许多多宝贵的神所给我们的机会。
We have much opportunities today.
我们有没有把握住？
Do we take hold of those opportunities?
这才是重要的。
This is what's important.
今天校园仍然是在台湾算是一个最大的福音机构。
Perhaps CEF is still the largest evangelical organization.
神给我们有120多位的同工在各个不同的岗位上面来侍奉他。
We have for over 120 co-workers playing roles in a variety of places.
神给我们一年的整个的工作的预算的经费是1.3亿台币。
We had over $100 million of budget NT.
神给我们许多在超过200个以上的学生中学生校园当中学校的当中有团契的工作。
Many campuses we have fellowships for over 200 students.
200个以上的学校的当中有我们的团契在里面工作。
There are more than 200 schools have the CEF.
我们
there.
我们每一年仍然神给我们接触上万的学生，让我们能够有机会把福音传给他们。
We have the chance to get in touch for more than 10,000 students every year.
我们每一年神仍然给我们有 做这个在学生的当中举办30次以上的这种福音的营会。
We have hold more than 30 evangelical camps every year.
神仍然给我们有许多的机会。
The Lord still provides abundantly in terms of opportunities.
对我们而言，我们所担心的是，我们有没有做一个忠心有见识的好管家。
To us, what we're concerned more is whether we have been a faithful steward.
对我们而言，我们常常提醒自己，有没有因着我们的工作，叫更多的人得以认识神。
We often ask us, our work useful in the sense of bringing people to the Lord.
让这些年轻的人可以听见上帝的声音。
So the young people can hear the voice of the Lord.
以至于许多的年轻人可以在他们年轻的时候把他们一生奉献给上帝。
So many can dedicate their whole life to the work of the Lord.
我们的兴旺，我们的衰微，又算得了什么？
Whether we become increased or greater or lesser, that's not important.
最重要的是我们的主，他得着荣耀。
More importantly is our Lord to be glorified.
纵算是我们好像那个灯逐渐逐渐的好像在减少的当中，
perhaps like our light of our lamp is diminishing，
但是他得到了荣耀，他的事工得以继续不断的在台湾年轻人当中展开来。
But in the meantime our Lord is more glorified and his works are spread.
而校园的这些过去的这些工作的果子可以继续在各个不同福音机构，各个不同的教会，也是在全世界各地来展开。
So the fruit of his work are spread throughout the whole world.
他兴旺，我们衰微。
He becomes greater and we become less.
那是我们的心愿。
It is indeed our desire.
我先相信也是我们每一位弟兄姐妹们，我们整个教会的一个心愿。
It should be the desire of the whole church.
我们把自己完全的奉献给他。
We give ourselves completely to the Lord.
我们被他分别为圣，单单属于他。
And he sanctify us, we belong to no one but him.
为的是叫他的名在全地被人所尊崇。
So his name can be glorified throughout the whole world.
他兴旺，我们衰微。
He becomes greater.And we become less.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，当我们同心在你的面前向你敬拜，向你俯伏的时候，愿你向你的众儿女的心来说话。恳求圣灵在每一个人的心中来说话，也求圣灵在每一个人的心中来做光照的工作。当一年要结束的时候，我们一起在主的面前来省察，来反省，在这一年的当中，我们有没有在我们的生活的里面，在我们的工作的当中，叫人因着我们而认识你？是不是我们所做的这一切能够把人带到你的面前，让我们能够像那个点着的明灯，把人引到你的面前，让我们的团契，让我们各项主日学的侍奉，也是让我们整个教会在这儿的见证，是叫我们的主你的心得到满足。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，压伤的芦苇你不折断，江残的灯火你不吹灭。或许在这一年的当中，我们多有软弱，多有亏欠，但是亲爱的主，我们仍然要见证说你的恩典够我们所用。谢谢你，谢谢你，从岁首到年终，你的慈母常看顾着我们。主啊，主啊，我们愿意为这一年来感恩，我们也恳求主在新的一年你继续加给我们力量，让我们能够在我们的生活的当中，在我们的工作的当中，主啊，让我们这个人也是我们的整个的教会，主啊，我们都有这样子的一个心愿。主啊，主啊，愿你为大，主啊，愿人借着我们能够更多的认识你。 亲爱的主，我们感谢你，让我们可以一起的在你的面前来享受你所要赐给我们的恩典。当人的声音停止的时候，求圣灵微小的声音继续的在我们的里面向我们的心说话，直到我们完完全全的向你降服，直到我们整个的人，主啊，能够把自己完全的交给你，我们立定心志，很久依靠我们的主。求你在这样的时刻，你继续的在我们的教会的当中来施恩，来工作，来运行，来得着你的名当得的荣耀。我们同心这样的祷告祈求和仰望，都是靠我主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
阿门。